Welcome to Awakening Matters, spiritual dialogues that invite joy, wisdom, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective with myself, Cynthia Sloan. Hello, everyone. I'm delighted to have you with me this evening. I'm also very excited to talk with Dr. Lynn Madsen, a board-certified family practitioner who practices anthroposophic medicine, which is a form of energy medicine, and you'll hear more about that from her in just a moment. I want to let all the listeners know that you can call in halfway through the show. I will give you a toll-free number to do so, and that number is 888-815-9756. Again, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. I welcome your questions and comments and look forward to your participation, whether energetic or verbal. So now back to Lynn Madsen. I'm so excited to hear what you have to say, and I'm just going to go ahead and begin with inviting you and welcoming you to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Cynthia. It's an honor to be here.
You're welcome. It's an honor to have you here. Please tell us, start wherever you'd like, and we'll get to all of it, but tell us about yourself and then please really define and help break down the anthroposophic aspect and what that means and how it can help people.
Okay. So I am a medical doctor who has a foot in each world. I do work in a hospital, so I am well-versed in conventional medicine. And then there is this wonderful energetic medicine. Anthroposophic medicine is from the philosopher Rudolf Steiner, who is also behind a variety of social causes, including Waldorf schools and biodynamic farming. And the medicine is esoteric, but he required that practitioners have conventional practice and knowledge before pursuing learning about this medicine. So we have, all of us have a foot in each world, which I think really brings depth and breadth to the energetic healing. Let's
wow,
see.
That's wonderful. I mean, first let me pause there while you're, you know, recollecting and just share with listeners. I mean, that in itself, to have somebody who is in both worlds, that to me speaks about somebody that can really work with you on all the levels that you exist on and not just your physicality, who takes in the universal aspect of you, all of you, versus just one dimension. Would you say that was so in your practice?
Oh, yes. And and actually, even doctors who don't have this training, we're always working on that level, whether we know it or not.
True.
And this training makes it very, very specific, and we honor the whole spirit world. And all healing happens on this level. You know, even if someone has surgery for removing a cancer, there's got to be healing on other levels in order for deep, real healing to happen.
Absolutely. I agree. So how did you, in your journey, get to, how was it an attraction to your own journey of awakening that brought you to this level?
Well, I always wanted to be a doctor, but I didn't go to medical school until I was 46. So right there kind of put me in an odd place. And during my medical training, I wasn't outed as someone who was interested in energetic medicine, because in that environment, I just needed to learn conventional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So on the outside, it looked like I just wanted to be a regular doctor, and that's plenty. But deep inside, yes, I've always been drawn to this. And before I found anthroposophic medicine, I always thought I would practice homeopathy, and I love homeopathy. And then I found anthroposophic medicine, which is partly homeopathically prepared substance, but goes much deeper for me. So it's a really good fit.
Okay, well, let's share with the listeners the definition, that, or your definition, rather, of what homeopathy means.
Right. So homeopathy is a study and a practice in and of itself. And so I'm sure there are people out there who either use homeopathy or practice it. And so homeopathic medicines they operate under the principle that like stimulates like. I'm not going to do so well on this, but a homeopathically prepared medicine is diluted very dramatically, and so there's just a very essence of that substance that you take into your body that inspires your body to heal whatever that substance presents. So like a snake venom, that's incredibly toxic. That's the most powerful medicine in most practices. That snake venom would kill you if it were the regular venom, but you dilute it 1 to 10 or 1 to 100, 10 to 1,000 times. Take it into your body, and that just that memory of the snake venom then inspires your body to heal whatever that same process is inside of you. So
that makes complete sense. You did fabulously.
Okay. So the difference, then, in anthroposophic medicine is that in classical homeopathy, substance is diluted dramatically, like 1 to 100 at least several times, if not 10, 20, 30 times at least. In this medicine, we rarely dilute 1 to 10 more than 20 times, so that there's often still actual substance in our medicines. And so we're working with the substance in a different way, that these are very low-potency medicines. And so the way I like to put it is that these medicines are energetic and they are a conversation with your spirit. And so there's a two-way conversation. Homeopathy is like a surgical intervention into spirit, that it can cut through. And just like physical surgery can be life-saving and important and valuable, energetic surgery can be valuable as well. But I have found that these little nudges to the spirit are quite effective, and I haven't needed to go back to high-potency medicines. I rarely go beyond a 30X, which, if you're familiar with the language, it's not very high. And most of my medicines are, you know, rarely above a 20X. So I'm working with 3X, 10X substance. And so I can, when I hold a remedy in my hand, I can still feel the presence of that medicine. And that's my portal into understanding what's going to help a person. So we're very close to the substance. And we often use actual substance in very small quantities as well, that the natural world,
like plants, et cetera.
Oh, well, plants are my main way.
Your portal.
Yeah, they're my portal. Sometimes we use a little bit of insects, like bees and spiders and ants. Very rarely animals, and we also use minerals and metals.
BBSRadio.com. Hi, everybody. It looks like we have some technical difficulties, but we are back where we should be at this point. We just went to probably a Starbucks in the sky, and we are back and fueled and ready to go. Lynn and I had a little break, and now we're back. So I wanted to know, we had left off on, well, actually, I'll ask you, where did you leave off on?
Well, I was rambling about homeopathically prepared medicines and the substance that we use in anthroposophic
medicine.
Right,
you said a conversation with your spirit and versus the surgery with the spirit.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, okay. Well, let me, at this point, actually, because we've just returned to the show, let everyone know that you can call in, and to do so, you want to dial 888-815-9756. Toll free, again, 888-815-9756. We are talking to Dr. Lynn Madsen, a board-certified family practitioner who practices anthroposophic energy medicine, and she was sharing with us about the makeup of it and its involvement and partnership and interaction with homeopathy. So I have to tell you, I'm fascinated and so resonate with everything that you're saying. And do you find that there's a large community of doctors at this point that you're at, because you understandably so spoke earlier about not necessarily when you were in the medical, just the plain medical community, not interacting with the energy of the of that anthroposophic medicine, that it wasn't necessarily discussed. But now that you are you working amongst others that are doing the same, other doctors, or how do you feel? Is that integration happening on a medical level?
Well, yes and no. In terms of anthroposophic training, there are several hundred of us in the U.S. and about 600 of us in Europe. So we are an international community, and I even call doctors in Holland or Germany to consult. So, so we are several hundred strong. There's, I would say, in growing tolerance, there's growing tolerance in conventional medicine for other forms of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when I work in the hospital, I'm known as the ER doc that gives information about arnica to their patients. You know, it's my unofficial, I give my unofficial handout that lists these things. So that's at least tolerated. And, and then there's, of course, a much wider community of doctors who practice other forms of alternative medicine. And so I would count myself as among that larger community, you know, that people who are true healers trying to treat the whole person regardless of the limitations of our societal medical system. Yeah.
Well, for those that are tuning in and listening, you spoke and touched on the word arnica, and just for everyone to know, that is a homeopathic remedy that is very useful. So you guys can look that up. But I have to say, on behalf of myself and others that need the level of help, and even those who don't need it, there's deep, deep gratitude for you and others like you, for all healers, and your commitment to continually expand and move forward into the true nature of who you are, and then help all of us feel more comfortable with who we are, and really bringing around in full circle, I think a very old language, an internal language, but nonetheless a language that's very true, which is what you offer, I believe. With that said, I want everybody to know that you can contact Dr. Lynn Madsen. She has offered a website, which you should certainly go on. It's B as in boy, E-W-E-L-L-M as in Mary, ED.com. And it actually spells out the words bewellmed.com. And I really invite you to go onto that website and check it out. And also, she's provided a phone number, which you can reach her at. It's 971-404-6862. One more time, it's 971-404-6862. 6-2, and I thank you so much again for offering that information for people to reach you. You know, I was wondering, what happens if patients, if your patients don't agree with what you recommend?
You know, I get that in both arenas. You know, I'm in the hospital, and I'll say, well, you know, I suggest this, and I get that also in energetic medicine. You know, for an example, people come to me who are disillusioned or have or seeking other answers to, say, cancer treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And they have refused everything. They've refused to have a tumor cut out, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have a foot in each world, I often try to recommend, please have this surgically removed, and then we will also work with these other levels. And sometimes patients just plain disagree with me. They might even refuse surgery like that. And so my policy is the patient is always right. And
mm-hmm.
I have learned to respect people's decisions and work with them whatever they decide. You know, the opposite might be true in conventional medicine, where people want to try everything, including every toxic substance known to mankind. And I might say, you know, are you sure you want to do this? And when they want to do that, I can go with them too. And then help
mm-hmm.
them, help, you know, support their bodies as they go through extremely toxic treatments. So,
mm-hmm.
so this points to the, it's a sacred contract between a healer and a patient in, you know, we're walking this path and ultimately you are in charge. You know, if you decide this is what you want to do, I will go there with you. Now,
mm-hmm.
if someone wants to be, you know, chronic narcotics use, I don't go there. You know, that's a different issue. You know, if someone is really
mm-hmm.
going towards harming themselves, I'm not going there. And I
mm-hmm.
have fired a very few patients, very few.
Mm-hmm.
But if
mm-hmm.
someone refuses to use blood pressure medicine or a statin for their cholesterol and their internist has fired them, I work with them. So it's been fascinating, and I have been proven wrong so many times by my patient's intuition. I've really become even more respectful of, you know, your will is what counts in the
mm-hmm.
healing process, not mine. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can tell you what to do, and if you do it without your own consciousness, it's not going to go very far.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I completely agree. What do people expect from a healer, do you think? I mean, how do you approach that?
You know, that's a negotiation as we go along. Sometimes I get such dramatic results with this medicine, and that's wonderful. You know, if I can help people with their joint pain, you know, like they have relief finally, how wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's always a biographic piece underneath that for the long term
mm-hmm.
that I can offer. I call it buying time. You know, I can get places with just the medicine, and then there's a deeper level. There's always a life purpose issue and also destiny issues that come to the front in any deep healing process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you find that in your practice, you had said to me the other day when we were speaking that you have them do their own biology. Can you navigate us through that and what that means?
Okay.
I loved that when you said that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I might have said biology, and I like that. I think I might have meant biography.
Oh, well, biography, biology, maybe the biography of the biology.
Yeah, yes. So biography is a big term, and actually I want to back up before
mm-hmm.
I talk more about that and mention that anthroposophic medicine is in addition to the substances that I've talked about, this really encompasses many different forms of treatment. There's movement therapy called eurythmy, and there's art therapy that we can use, and there are therapeutic baths that use essential oils in very discriminating ways for the healing processes. There are external wraps and external substance that we use as well. So it's beyond the homeopathically prepared medicines that I've mentioned also. And there aren't that many places in the U.S. where this most comprehensive treatment is available, but they do exist. And I have links on my website to some healing centers. When people are really critically ill, there are a few residential programs available.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So biography then is a big piece, and I can do this even if I were in the middle of, you know, rural Texas without a eurythmist around. And so often I start with a timeline for people, and I give this as homework a lot, where I want people to draw a long line. You know, you can use, you know, butcher paper taped together or something, so that there's a chronological order that you can visually see your timeline. And then start writing down events, and we can do it with different themes. If you did this every day, you'd have a different timeline,
mm-hmm.
and you'd get
mm-hmm.
different insights, so that you can see where this illness is in the context of your whole life. And this is invaluable for addressing all issues. You know, when women come to me with menopausal issues, of
mm-hmm.
course there's biography involved. This is a huge, not only biological shift, as
mm-hmm.
our bodies stop the reproductive potential and move into this next phase. It usually also is, this is one of those fulcrum points of immense change in a life. And men go through a menopause also, and that includes their prostates enlarging as on a biological level. So
mm-hmm.
So that's a brief example of biography.
Wow. So you do that with the patient, which I completely think is so supportive, because it includes them. It doesn't exclude them from their very own process, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Truly.
Yeah, and do they take that with them? Do they leave that with you? Is it something that's looked at every appointment together, or is that a one-time thing?
It depends on the patient. I work with a lot of people who don't know how to pronounce anthroposophy, and so they just know that I am a regular doctor who does a few other additional things. So
okay.
I can informally bring this in to people. Then there are other people that speak this language, and every appointment we're talking in this context. So I just go with who I'm working with.
Mm-hmm.
There are, and again, you know, Cynthia, you know this, of course, spirit
mm-hmm.
is always working.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So if we're talking about how to quit smoking, spirit's there, you know,
mm-hmm.
even if I don't pull out my homework sheet with the biography.
Mm-hmm.
I like to bring in non-threatening, brief things that are doable for people. And one example I give is, back pain and chronic shoulder problems, things like that, I always mention the 5 Tibetan exercises, for example. And that's something that's very accessible, and you don't have to be an anthroposophist to know about it. And so I bring things in like that that are relatively easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people want to go deeper, I'm available.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes many forms.
Well, I mean, that's so many people that so many of clients that I see, and I talk to people all over the world, I really desire to photocopy you and place 2 of you, like, all over the entire globe. Because what you're offering, what you are not even just offering, what you are living, you're the living truth of this, is – It's so needed, and you are meeting that need. You are showing up for it. I want to let everybody know who's listening, please don't pass up this opportunity to, if you have a minor all the way to a major issue, to see Dr. Lynn Madsen. And again, I remind you to reach her. Telephone number is 971-404-6862. Again, 971-404-6862. And don't pass up the opportunity as well to check out her website. And it's bewellmed.com. BEWELLMED.com. Because what you are saying is resonating so deeply with the mass consciousness and the opportunity that everyone is needing right now to have accessible to them, which is an opportunity to include, it's almost as though, and you're right, my communication with spirit is 24/7, is spirit's opportunity through you to assist others to reconnect not only with themselves, but possibly a different type of journey and a different outcome. But I have to say, the word doctor and then your name, it's fascinating to me, because often so many that I've spoken to, they hear the word doctor and they connect to it a limitation or shut down or closed off. And I'm hearing Dr. Lynn Madsen blow that perception through the roof, because you are you are completely open. So you're a doctor, and you're so open to the truths that are there and the truths that will be emerging, and willing to work with any level. So again, I can't emphasize enough not only my excitement to have you on the show and to know you, but that you, I thank you for being on the earth and doing your work right now more than ever, because I feel that it's so aligned to what is needed.
Okay.
So the next thing I want to ask you about is how has medicine, have you noticed in your journey if medicine is changing for you and for others, and I'm talking about quote-unquote regular medicine?
Well, regular medicine in the U.S. is in a world of hurt, and our system is so broken. I don't foresee in the short term the system getting any better. It's only going to get worse, and then it's going to collapse, and then good things will come out of that, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
But as we're talking, I'm thinking about homeopathy, and like when I go to the hospital and I do my shift, I focus on creating joy and wonderful things happening with my interactions so that I can be joyous with the small things and let go of, you know, the other 10 drug seekers that came in the door and I had to catch them lying and things like that. You know, that can get me down.
Mm-hmm.
But but even with them, I can find joy because I'm searching for truth. So there are, it's as though persistence pays off, you know, like, I witness the tolerance that I mentioned before to alternative medicine happening perhaps, you know, maybe 1 or 2% more often. And so every time there's a communication with someone who isn't open-minded, that counts, you know? So like there might be a critical mass that could happen in my lifetime where things break open and that we have much more of pulling from all camps what can work. You know, like again with cancer treatment, surgery is invaluable and chemotherapy is invaluable and energetic medicine is invaluable.
Mm-hmm. A combination
right now,
of, exactly.
Yeah, that I still get back, you know, I'll send my patient to a rheumatologist and then I'll get back their consult note advising the patient to stop using St. John's wort because it can interact with the other medicines.
completely oblivious to the fact that the St. John's wort I use has been diluted 1 to 10 six times, and there's no St. John's wort in it. So that still happens on a daily basis, and I just keep bringing myself to the situation. And so when you talk, I think, okay, well, maybe I'm a homeopathic dose in the world. And that we all, every single person who honors their own spirit and healing power, is as powerful as the homeopathic dose to a human being.
I love that.
And so then all things are possible, you know. Mm-hmm. Then I don't feel despair about our medical system. And there are days when I say, I'm moving to New Zealand. I can't do this anymore in the U.S. And maybe I will, you know, just for a little delight, but but then you know, those are the days I'm tired, and the days I'm not tired, I'm very happy to be here.
Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is that we all have our humanity, and at times our humanity is more present than our divinity, only in the thought process temporarily in that moment. And yes, there are times in anybody who, in every aspect, I don't care what your job title is, or if you don't have a job and title for that is, but we all have jobs and meaning deadlines and individuals that we care for and care about us, etc. We all have moments in it's natural and normal to feel overwhelmed, to feel exhausted, to feel tired, to feel hopeless, all of those human emotions. And I often say that enlightenment, awakening, and growth is not the inability to feel frustrated or to feel your humanity. It's the ability to always return, show up, and continue to choose love. And that's the true definition, only in my definition, not to impose it on others, but of enlightenment. It is to not completely. In fact, I had somebody who I was talking with, and they were having a very bad day, and they kept looking at, it was like beyond a bad day. It was laughable, and then it became scary to them because so many things were piling up on them. And I wonder if this comes up in your practice, because what ended up happening was, what we realized is that her focus was continually on the glass half full, on gratitude, on love, and everything that she was not expressing, like the frustration and her humanity of all the negative events that were piling up. It seemed that the more she focused on, okay, well, it's all right, I'll choose love and I'll choose gratitude regardless, that things just on her external world just became worse and worse and worse, almost pinning her against the wall in order that she break through and allow herself to experience the grief, the frustration, and to express the unexpressed emotion. And so sometimes what we try to not express, we then inform the physical dimension externally that as a projection screen, if you will, to amplify events, and we're dumbfounded as to what's happening when really the events are about what's going on internally and not externally at all. The end of that story is she expressed everything and then got it out and released that, and then she was able to return to a place of love and peace and not have quote-unquote bad things continue to happen. So do you find something to that effect with patients?
Well, you just said it so beautifully, and I'm struck with what I know about illusion and what you just described, that that's truth versus illusion. And so you can go either way. You can always see that glass is half full or half empty, and it can get you in trouble. There's dogma everywhere, you know? Like, you could, it's a, that's so,
well, that is,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes. And yeah, so yeah. If the truth is there's grief, then that has to be acknowledged, of course, in order for the deeper healing to happen. And in the context of menopause, you know, that comes up frequently, that people think they're ready to move on, but there might be unresolved grief around, a miscarried baby or something like that that's festering. And once that, even though it might be 20 years old, once that comes out, then the process can move more easily. You know, that's true about heart attacks, too, Cynthia. I haven't mentioned that, but any problem with the heart is an issue with life purpose. And there can be a major illusion about I'm doing the right thing, you know, and then this major heart attack happens because deep down there's a crisis of purpose. And that is, that's a literal eruption, you know, a horrible, I don't know, not earthquake, but, you know, heart attacks are major.
Absolutely.
And that's a great example of a healing crisis, that this is an opportunity, you know, that issue has erupted, and now the truth is out, and now there's this chance to rebuild. And many people with heart issues talk about that was a life-changing event for the good. You know, even if there's permanent heart damage, there is new life in that.
Oh, that's beautiful. I totally agree. That's so beautifully put. At this point, I want to know how other people, what other things do you offer as far as, or are there anything, other events, do speaking events, can people, I'm not sure if you do this or if you're open to it, can people who hear this show or know about you contact you to inspire or work with their group of people, or do you have workshops coming up?
Well, actually, I do quite a few workshops, and we'll be doing more in the near future. I have a workshop. It will be on my website soon for this fall, titled The 12 Senses. And this is anthroposophically based. We have not only 5 senses or 7 senses, but 12 senses. And this is a wonderful healing tool for anybody. I can relate it to the different life stages. And so anyway, there's that. And then I give from 1 day to 3 day workshops on anthroposophic medicine that can include biography, as I mentioned before, home remedies, which includes a lot of the compresses and I call it kitchen remedies. and then the principles of anthroposophic healing, which are in the spiritual realm. So I talk about the physical body, etheric body, astral body, and then the ego, which is not Freud's ego, but the higher self, and how that relates to our world, how it relates to illness and health. There's also a polarity that we use all the time. Well, there are many polarities, and I would call this polarity medicine, actually, like the balance between warmth and cold. You know, health is the correct balance. And there's a balance between the healing impulse and illness impulse. Health is in between that. And in our bodies, there's the nerve pole, which you could think of as at the head, and the metabolic pole, which is in the gut. And the nerve pole is where everything's very organized, symmetric, cool. And the metabolic pole, everything's messy, you know, the liver's on one side, the spleen's on the other, and it's hot. And then in the middle is the circulatory system, and that's the heart and the entire circulatory system. So there's this incredible, I mean, this alone can take a day or two to introduce people to, and understanding that gives a whole other way to resonate with one's health, and if there's a healing crisis, you know, is there, like in my medicine, any headache is too much metabolism in the head. So I can give medicines that pull that energy down into the gut where it needs to be. for example.
And, wow, I am just fascinated. What a beautiful blueprint that you just created visually. Thank you.
And then the four bodies that I mentioned, physical, etheric, astral, and ego, relate to the four elements also. And then that opens up the whole astrological system, which also is related to the 12 senses. I relate that to astrology. And I used to have no affinity for astrology until I studied the 12 senses. And then it's like the 12, the 12 zodiac signs are dancing around me. That's how, that's my experience of the 12 senses.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah. And I haven't ever, well, there might be more about the 12 senses in the context of astrology beyond anthroposophy, but it's just so rich and it's so fun. Yes.
Wow.
I'll stop there.
Well, I mean, my gosh, that there's so much there. And that's what I love about talking with you and listening to you, is that there is a continuum of knowledge and of passion and of commitment to bring forth not only the, and to really illuminate the light of what's already there, but then to allow and make room for what's coming forth to continue where that leaves off or in addition to it. It's just so, you're so engaging, and your energy is one that is so pure and so authentic and so real and so available to people, regardless, as you said, what they come to you with. And that is such a breath of fresh air, and it's, again, so needed. For everyone listening, I'm going to, again, touch on how to reach Dr. Lynn Mattson. Phone number is 971-404-6862. And website information is bewellmed.com. I will recommend everyone that I know to you. In fact, I say that now and ask it energetically to go beyond the internet radio communication lines. Go see, talk to, and if she resonates for you or within yourself, go see Dr. Lynn Mattson. Do you have any final thoughts before we come to a close that you wanted to mention?
No.
Okay. Okay, no, I just wanted to give you that opportunity.
Thank
well,
you.
Thank
no,
you.
We've done well. Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you.
Oh, my, I'm honored. Thank you so much. I want everyone to know that is listening that you can reach her. If you want to reach me, my website information is Cynthia Sloan, spelled S as in Sam, L-O-N, the number 9.com. And my email address is C as in cat, Y-N, S as in Sam, 999@gmail.com. And please tune in 2 weeks from tonight at 8 p.m. to meet someone else that is very, very special. And I feel very blessed to know and to be able to know all of you and to be able to bring a platform and to illuminate your beautiful light and your wisdom and your presence and purpose in this world that is truly for the betterment, and we are all blessed because of it. So I can't thank you enough. Words are limiting for this exchange that we just had and for your continuing what you're doing. It's I'm really, really taken aback by it. So thank you very, very much. And for everyone, I wish you well, and that you are all experiencing in between and betwixt the pure joy and light, and that you have moments outside of your moments that remind you of the magnificence that you are and the gift of what being alive is. Even the ability to breathe, that sensation in itself is one to celebrate. So thank you very much for tuning in. And as always, this is Cynthia Sloan, and if it resonates, make it your own.